with energy company AGL planning a 2022 closure of the ageing Liddell Power Station in New South Wales, voters in the electorates around the power station are already looking beyond coal to cleaner power sources and tend to blame the federal government for the current state of energy policy. This is revealed in a new poll commissioned by the Australia Institute. To explore the poll results, I'm speaking to Rod Campbell, Director of Research at the Australia Institute. Welcome, Rod.
Thanks, Des.
What was the target group for the poll?
So this was a phone poll of general voters in the Hunter and Shortland electorates, which are held by Labor's Joel Fitzgibbon and Pat Conroy. So it just went to general voters.
If we look at the Liddell Power Station, that closure there would have a direct impact on those voters in terms of both their employment and also the associated environmental issues with a power station.
Yeah, absolutely. So these electorates are around not just Liddell, but most of the Hunter Valley's coal mines and coal-fired power stations. And so these are definitely the people who are employed in and around these power stations and mines. And in some ways it's not surprising that they would vote to, or that they would prefer, that coal mines and coal-fired power stations were closed down, because while they do work in them at the moment and they have secure employment in them for some years to come, these people also endure the problems that large coal mines create, like dust and noise, railway crossing problem, and the health impacts that come with a lot of that. So it's not surprising that people who are subject to the problems of coal mining would rather see it go away.
In terms of policy issues, what aspects were raised?
So we're asking people whether they'd prefer that the government invest in coal or in renewables. And overwhelmingly, you know, 2-1 would prefer that governments invested in renewable energy. We also asked them about the Liddell Power Station specifically, saying that AGL had announced that they would be closing Liddell in 2022, which most people in the region are aware of. And most people are aware that it's very old and that there are plans to replace it with a mixture of renewable energy, and asking whether or not people supported AGL's decision or whether they should be forced to keep it open or sell it. And again, a strong majority of people supported AGL's decision. About half of respondents said they supported it. Less than 40% suggested that it should be forced to stay open. And a relatively high number of don't know, not sure responses there. But clearly the most popular response being to support AGL's decision.
Outside of the poll, do you have any anecdotal evidence of broader community opinions on the issues?
Yeah, certainly. So this is not a one-off for the Australia Institute. We've been quite heavily involved in debate and issues around coal mining in the Hunter Valley and coal-fired power stations. We conducted a similar poll in 2014. Then the results are similar, saying that a lot of people in the Hunter felt that the costs of coal mining around destruction of bushland and dust and noise didn't outweigh the benefits, which was employment. There's a lot of people that support a transition away from coal in the Hunter Valley. While certainly a lot of them work in it, a lot of them see the costs as well. And so, you know, these people aren't silly. They realise that the world's moving away from coal and that the Hunter needs to move with the times.
They've actually taken an opinion that isn't just sort of anti-coal, but also pro-renewable, which is a step that actually people are informing themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got to remember that in the Hunter is where some of the CSIRO's best research into solar and storage and other renewable energy sources are based. You know, the Hunter's a dynamic, modern, varied economy. They're not living in the caves there or living in the coal mines. In fact, you know, if you include Newcastle, only 5% of the Hunter's employment is in coal mining. So it really wasn't a surprise to us, having spent a fair bit of time in the Hunter, that people in the Hunter want to move away from coal. that's what even a lot of people in the coal industry will say to you, that they see that there's a lot of costs there and they'd like to move away from it.
This represents basically an overall pool of more informed voters who are tapping into their real-world experience and looking at the alternatives.
Yeah, definitely. And you don't need to go to the Hunter Valley to see that either. I mean, over in South Australia, with the closure of the Northern Power Station, people for a long time had been very concerned about pollution issues around that. And while they supported the jobs that the power station provided, they were also very aware of the health problems around that. And that's why a lot of people with very direct links to South Australia's coal-fired power station were also very involved in campaigning, pleasingly, ultimately successfully, for that to be replaced with solar thermal power. So, you know, I think the people in the Hunter Valley, people in Port Augusta, aren't any different to the rest of us. They can see that there's a lot of problems with our energy system at the moment, particularly based on fossil fuels, and we need to move away from that. People in the Hunter, people in Port Augusta can see climate change happening around them. Yesterday, or it might have been 2 days ago now, was the hottest September day in New South Wales on record. People in the Hunter aren't stupid. They know that. They know that coal and other fossil fuels are part of the problem. They know we need to do something to address it. I guess what this poll shows is that people in the Hunter Valley are just like the rest of us, and they'd like to see a move away from coal in the near future.
The poll, apart from those two questions that we've been talking about so far, also dug a bit deeper and raised some other questions that people gave their opinions on. It's the government's focus in energy policy. Who's responsible for the uncertainty in energy policy, whether there should be a clean energy target or not, and what's cheaper, coal or renewables, and also preferred government options, coal or renewables. Would you better run through some of the results and trends that the voters gave their opinions on?
These are just fleshing out, I guess, these issues that we've already discussed, that people in coal mining regions are aware of the need to move away from coal. So when they were asked what should the Turnbull government be focusing on in terms of energy prices and energy security, the most popular response, again by about 2-1, was investing in renewable energy or gas-fired energy. People, unsurprisingly, there, people are quite informed about the difference between peak load and base load. And we hear a lot of discussion in the media about, oh, we need baseload power. But actually, Australia's energy problems aren't so much around baseload. There's not this huge load that is there that needs to be serviced steadily all day. The problem with Australia's energy system is in our very large peaks of demand that we see on hot days when everyone turns on their air conditioner, or to a lesser extent in the morning when everyone gets up and puts on the toaster and the kettle. And so quite a large number of people, relatively large, 15% of people in our poll responded that they felt the best investment would be in looking at peak demand and problems to and solutions to address peak demand as opposed to baseload issues. I guess that's not surprising. If you're in an electorate that's got a bunch of power stations in it, it's not surprising that people are probably a bit more aware of those issues around the intricacies of Australia's energy system and perhaps in other areas.
So given that governments are driven to an extent by poll outcomes, how do you think a sensible government should respond to something like your poll, or have they written it off basically because it's a safe Labor seat?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, our poll, as you mentioned, one of our polls, one of our questions was who do you think is most responsible for the current uncertainty in energy policy? And by far the most popular answer was the federal coalition government. So people are certainly laying the blame at the foot of the current federal government rather than energy regulators, energy companies themselves, the opposition or state governments. And yet it's all of these people that the federal government tends to criticise rather than actually getting on with the hard work of setting policy themselves. I mean, this is a government that abolished a carbon price and has rejected an energy an emissions intensity scheme for electricity generators. I think you're seeing an electorate that's aware that the federal government has been throwing away good policy options and not really finding anything to replace them other than attempting to blame regulators, energy companies, state governments, anyone but themselves. So I think you're seeing an informed electorate.
Isn't the government really sort of heading towards political suicide, you know, by sticking to this rigid pro-coal ideology?
Well, are they electoral suicide's probably a big claim there. You know, I think elections are fought on a lot of issues other than just energy, and I think the coalition has had a lot of success with energy policy in the past and scare campaigns around what particular energy policies might do. It looks like they're trying to roll that same dice again. But, yeah, you're seeing a much more informed electorate this time. Whether or not some of the, you know, nonsense that you're hearing around energy policy is enough to swing votes, that's not actually in our poll. Would this change your vote? So that's maybe a good question for our next poll and perhaps our next discussion on Radio Adelaide.